Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome on Breakfast, the one and only Joey Rusty. Oh man, the way that you danced next to that jacuzzi the other night was next level.
At least I had my top on still. Imagine if I had to take my t-shirt off.
Nothing wrong.
Everything else would be dancing.
Nothing wrong. We're talking about
some hula hoop.
Joey and I were both guests on Timmy's TV show last week, and there's a jacuzzi scene and a bit of performance, and it's just like, that's summer right there, baby.
Yeah, you sing well, though.
Thanks, my bro.
Next.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
He's three of it, bro. Thanks, I was like, my goodness, I can jam to this.
When you and Glenster started to lung arm to my track, that was like winning.
Soki. Soki on.
Soki, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a difference.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah,
Soki, bro. Yeah. No, we love you, Joey. Thanks for coming in. And you're also the kind of guy that when you've taken something too far or you've done something, saw the apology that you wrote on Instagram this weekend.
Yes, and on Twitter.
And on Twitter, right? Yes. You were right on it and apologize, because that's how it's going to happen. If you happen to offend people, you need to be big enough and kind enough to accept it.
Yes, especially in relationships. Mm. Like if you overstepped a relationship and you really love somebody and you know you did something that hurt that person, you have to be the bigger man and say sorry.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so, and that's it.
Do you think it's going to make you scared now when you're doing your material? Or are you just going to go, I get it, I see the way I overstepped, I'm moving on?
Yeah, no. The thing about it is you always want to impart a message.
Mm.
And unfortunately for me, I should have dig deeper into the subject that I was going to speak about.
Mm.
And now that has run its course, and yeah, I'm going to move away from that. And that message will come back later. But, you know, when you overstep, you have to say sorry and not do it again. Otherwise, you're not sorry.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you have any grudges from school, Joey Rusden?
Who, people against me, or
you,
I have grudges?
Oh. You're just a grudge you're still holding from high school.
No, I don't. You see, that's the other thing is, like, you know me to me. Egbert also know me. It's like, I don't keep grudges. You can be upset with me now, and then just now we're going to go play cricket or something.
Yeah.
So,
you strike me as that kind of guy.
Yeah, it's like, it's senseless. It's unnecessary. What's this word? Energy. Like,
not even a young rejection, Nyana, that you're not
Yeah, no,
with.
Okay, yeah, you know. Because Tumi knows me very, very well, you see. So, yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say your name.
Ah, come on.
Yeah.
She must know she broke your heart, man.
She didn't break my heart. It was just like, she was extremely hot. She has, like, very beautiful girl.
Did she block you? Like, no,
she didn't. Yeah, that time it wasn't Twitter and stuff. And then she was in my niece's Twitter. Not my niece's. My cousin's class. So my cousin was a girl. She was in her class.
Okay.
She was in Shifa's class. So Shifa was my class cousin, and I was like three standards above them. I standard 9, standard 7, 2 standards above them. And I was like, yeah, this is a free-spirited girl. Like, she was the only girl in the school that had straight short hair.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, short hair. Like, all the other girls that's got straight hair, they like to make it long. You know, Lisa will know. And then they like to grow it out. Ne? Yeah. Yeah, you know, from college, they like
long hair. And then you hit on her, and then what happened?
And then she said no.
I
didn't hit on her.
What happened?
I said, you're extremely beautiful. I would love you. I'm asking the answer.
Okay, maybe you went
in Afrikaans. An African.
Maybe it was too much to say, Jerry.
Macy is by him. Way, Macy. I will you eat fra. I'm not now. And then I came there, and then she said, "What will you me fra?" And then I said, "I fry you the answer."
Too much too soon.
Well,
now you're famous, and now she's listening, and now she's like,
"What's her name?"
Yeah, I'm not gonna say what's her name. Everybody that knows Shifa, my cousin, will know who I'm talking about.
Okay, let's guess. Marika. Was it Marika geweest?
No, man. It's like a Muslim name. It's a Muslim name.
Give me a name.
Kashifa.
There was a Kashifa, though. That was actually St. Frederick's. You know St. Frederick's, Tiga?
We'll get back to the answers in a moment. Also, more grudges coming up.